retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Economists will reveal what they make of the Chancellor's spending review this morning. Yesterday, Rachel Reeves announced billions of pounds worth of extra money for health, defence and transport. Police chiefs have slammed ministers over a lack of investment for them. The Police Federation's Tiff Lynch has told us they're having to do more for less.
Chief constables need to come out and tell the public specifically what we are going to be capable of doing and what we're not going to be capable of doing. But ultimately, when this does start to fail, and it's failing already, the Chancellor needs to come out and explain to the public why the police is failing them.
A third night of violence has rocked Northern Ireland, with hundreds of rioters and police clashing following the alleged sexual assault of a teenage girl. Petrol bombs, a hatchet and masonry are among the items that have been thrown at officers. Donald Trump's responded after Elon Musk said some of his recent social media posts about the US president went too far. The Tesla boss shared a series of posts, including one which described the president's sweeping tax and spending bill as a disgusting abomination. Mr. Trump says it was very nice that he did that. Shoppers are being urged to be careful when making payments via the pay by bank option. The method allows customers to quickly buy things without needing a card or to enter the card details, but consumer group Which? Says it lacks the usual protections if the product never arrives. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
The 12th of June. It's a Thursday. It's a perfect time for some wonderful music. Lucy Coward here. Good morning.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
The Lord Bless You and Keep You, performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, John Rutter, the composer and conductor. And before that, Barrington Feelong filling both those roles too, as we heard his theme to Inspector Morse, and he took charge of a studio orchestra. Well, Thursday calls for us, and what better way to welcome it than with music on Early Breakfast on Classic FM. Hello, Lucy Coward here. June the 12th, on this day in 1817, the earliest form of bicycle was driven. What was it called? The Dandy Horse. And it was the precursor to what's now known as a balance bike, you know, one of those starter bikes for children. So let's keep calm and pedal on with music from a man who often collected folk songs by touring the countryside on his bike, and whose ideal riding conditions were good food, good drains, and shops where one can mend bicycles. It's Vaughan Williams. Thank you. James Judd directing the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, an official partner of Classic FM, as they played the Overture to the Wasps by Vaughan Williams. I've not had much to report in terms of Wasp Watch so far this year, except for the Queen, who thought that a little wooden hut we have in the garden would be the perfect place for her nest. This was a good few weeks ago now. I was oblivious until my eldest little and her friend, who'd been playing outside, came running back in and announced they'd found it. It was in its very early stages and only the Queen was in it at the time it was safely removed. Perhaps the one and only time I will disrupt a royal residence.
Thank you.
The second movement of Mozart's Eine kleine Nacht Musik, Enrico Onofri on the podium for the Munich Chamber Orchestra. It's Classic FM, time for our moment of piano piece then. A time on Early Breakfast where we put the piano front and centre and with the chosen piece, just allow ourselves a preset, a moment of calm before the business of the day kicks in. Well, there's been a story this week about the need for blood donations, and I was reminded how it was once said that the purest romantic blood that coursed through Chopin's was a unique and wonderful type that could be labelled P for piano. So focused was he on the instrument. So I have selected the opening movement of his Piano Concerto No. 2 for us this morning. Nelson Freire is at the keyboard with Lionel Brangier conducting the Cologne Gesenich Orchestra.
Thank you.
Nelson Ferreira, the soloist, for our moment of piano piece this morning on Early Breakfast on Classic FM. As with the Cologne Gesenich Orchestra, he brought us the first movement of Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2, Lionel Bringuier with the baton in hand. And on the way next, we'll sound the trumpet and enjoy a Boston double.
Classic FM.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
The Barcarolle from William Lloyd Webber's Serenade for Strings, Richard Hickok's on the podium for the City of London Sinfonia. And prior to that, Wynton Marsalis and the National Philharmonic Orchestra under Raymond Leppard brought us the second movement of Joseph Haydn's Trumpet Concerto in E-flat on Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Boston Symphony Orchestra with Colin Davis in charge, playing the Valse Triste No. 1 by Sibelius on Classic FM, where the Boston Symphony remains but is joined now by the Tanglewood Festival Choir and conductor John Williams to perform one of the most poignant pieces of film music ever written. And just a heads up that tomorrow night in Classic FM at the movies with Jonathan Ross, you can enjoy music from the new live-action release of How to Train Your Dragon, amongst other things. And you can also hear the world's greatest film music 24/7 on our sister station, Classic FM Movies. Listen on the official Classic FM app, Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Movies. From the film Saving Private Ryan, Hymn to the Fallen by John Williams. He directed the Boston Symphony Orchestra and the Tanglewood Festival Choir. And I've got something angelic and something from Austin's world after the latest news on Classic FM, which is next.
Classic FM.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon. Like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
You are not a sponge. You do not belong in a bucket. But when it comes to retirement plans, that's just where some people get put. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We treat you as an individual, tailoring retirement advice that's just right for just you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Relax, knowing you've got quality home insurance with NFU Mutual. We pay out on 9 out of 10 home insurance claims with a no-quibble approach, so you can claim with confidence. And in the event your home can't be lived in, we'll pay for alternative accommodation for you, your family, and your beloved pets. That's why we're proud to be a Which? Best Buy for Home Insurance 2024. For quality home insurance you can rely on, search NFU Mutual Home Insurance.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The Treasury claims 4 million additional NHS tests and procedures will be carried out over the next 5 years as a result of the Chancellor's spending review yesterday. Rachel Reeves announced plans to boost health service funding by 3% each year. She's determined voters will feel the benefit of the government's choices.
We've already delivered around 3.5 million additional appointments since we came to office last July. Our waiting lists are already down by 200,000, so we are confident that we can meet our plan for change commitments.
Petrol bombs, a hatchet and masonry were among items thrown at police in Northern Ireland during a third consecutive night of disorder in Ballymena. Officers responded with water cannon, dogs and plastic baton rounds in an attempt to disperse crowds. A 16-year-old girl has been charged with assaulting an emergency worker and 4 people have been arrested after the disorder in Salford. About 60 people gathered using cars and wheelie bins to block a road. Police say there were reports of vehicles being damaged and burned out, cars stolen and bricks thrown at officers. Disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein's been found guilty of committing a criminal sexual act in a retrial in New York. The 73-year-old was found not guilty on another count relating to a second woman. Average house prices have surged by nearly 75% in the past 20 years. The property website Zoopla's found the cost